We're more than happy to have our long-time pal, Julian Dawson, as our special guest. He has some exciting merch for you to check out, including his latest CD, Travel On. First, enjoy and give him a huge favorable welcome, Julian Dawson. Here he is.
Queen of Man couldn't understand what I was doing there on my own. All the lights were out, my soul about, the party people gone home. Now I must admit that on the face of it, it must have looked a little bit strange. So I did my best to put his mind at rest, I did what I could to explain. You see, I'm trying to turn Sunday into Saturday night, not ready for the weekend to end. I've been non-stop dancing since Friday night, still got a pocket full of money to spend. I'm trying to turn Sunday into Saturday night. Well, he listened to me very patiently, but he didn't seem to be impressed. We can't change the rules for one crazy fool who won't go home with the rest. Now he sounded so sure as he showed me the door. It seemed to be the end of the line. Then he threw down his keys and he turned to me, cause something must have changed his mind. He said, for 5 long years I've been wiping up beers and watching all the others have fun. And now finding you here gives me a wild idea, there's something that's got to be done. And now we're turning Sunday into Saturday night, not ready for the weekend to end. We've been non-stop dancing since Friday night, still got a pocket full of money to spend. We're turning Sunday into Saturday night, not ready for the weekend to end. So turn back the hands on the station clock, turn the music up loud to drown the postman's knock. We're turning Sunday into Saturday night. Sunday,
Saturday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Saturday night. Good evening, welcome. I pull back the curtain to start a new day and watch as the rain is falling down. My thoughts and my heart are both miles away. I'm out of a lifetime away from this town. For richer, for poorer, in sickness and health, I promise to stay by her side. Now she's got the children and I'm on my own. Will this be my epitaph written in stone? In the ashes of a marriage that burned out and died. Now I might be asked to breathe my last from braking too slow or driving too fast, but I'm too far down that road to turn back now. The planes can fall out of the sky, and even angels sometimes die. You can break a life in two, but not know how. We're fragile as China. We're fragile as China. Who's driving the car? I'm a prisoner of. That takes me to places unknown and tears me away from the people I love. Will this be my epitaph written in stone? I might be asked to breathe my last from braking too slow or driving too fast, but I'm too far down that road to turn back. Planes can fall out of the sky, and even angels sometimes. You can break a life in two and not know how. We're fragile as China. We're fragile as China. We're fragile as China. Make or break time. I've been making records for a long time. I've been touring for a long time, nearly as long as Deadpool, but not quite. And a lot of my records have been hard to find in England because I've been working abroad, like in America and in Germany, and occasionally I get home, particularly some of the property. So it's hard to know what to play for half an hour, but I picked a few songs out. And this next one is from the newest record I've made, which I did in Woodstock in the USA. And I actually recorded this just when they had the Woodstock 2 festival. I was thinking about Easy Rider, the movie, because they're making Easy Rider 2. I don't know if I can remember Easy Rider 1. Yeah. It's sort of like Hamlet, everybody died. So I don't know quite how they're going to make Easy Rider 2, but I figured if they are, I'd write the theme music for it. So that's what this next song is. It's called Uneasy Rider.
Like back in '69. from another CD, which was called Headlines. And this next song is for anyone who went out, has ever been out drinking, had a few more drinks than they meant to have. And some point later in the evening, they got the idea, it'd be a good idea to go get a tattoo. And I'm not somebody who writes a lot of songs with messages, but this is a song with a message. And the message is, it's not a good idea. It's better to wait until the morning at the least. Otherwise you end up with a tattoo commemorating an affair you can't remember. This is called Blue Tattoo.
To the skin, I woke up on a harbor down where the ships come in. Last thing I remember was forgetting about you, but I still feel something burning, a blue tattoo, a blue tattoo. It was deep inside me hurt. I turned on to barbed wire and fashioned me a shirt. I couldn't find a mirror, so an old snake had to do, and carved in my reflection was a blue tattoo. Blue tattoo. Ribbons with our names entwined together. Colors bright as love when it was new. Scratched across my bleeding heart forever. That's as close as I could ever get to you. Just a blue tattoo, a blue tattoo. I've got a blue tattoo, I've got this blue tattoo. I've got you under my skin. Look at the face shape I'm in with this blue tattoo. Now I got a letter back from my home. Sometimes I worry about the times to come.
CDs that I brought with me. This next song is from the newest. I wanted to play this because it's a particularly special one to me. My dad died last year, just when I was making that record. And I had in mind to write a song for my dad because he never listened to pop music or rock music or folk music or anything like that, including mine, all his life, because he liked classical music, and that was about it. And I wanted to write something about that because I had the idea that now that he passed on, but he might be listening to the records now that he'd missed while he was alive. And I wrote this next song with one of the real legends of rock music, Nicky Hopkins, who played with John Lennon and the Rolling Stones. I met Nicky in Nashville in the USA. And we wrote the song together. He wrote the music and I wrote the words. And we played it together for the record. And just after we made the record, Nicky Hopkins died too. So it was almost as if we'd written his epitaph together. And I'm going to sing this one for you. It's called You're Listening Now.
Must have been a silent place without a soul around. Morning sunlight creeping in, a clock the only sound. I hope you heard a symphony as you left that room behind. Now every note that touches me calls you to mind. The house filled up with music the minute you come home. You set a spark that helped me start some fires of my own. I'm trying to please everybody on earth's not an easy thing to do. When all the time I was really trying to please you. Seems to me I'm dying to set you free somehow. And I know you're out there somewhere and you're listening now. We said goodbye a long, long time before you had to go. And why that heart stopped beating, I'll never know. A strong and silent teacher, you let the music talk. I learned to sing in harmony as soon as I could walk.
But trying to please everybody else, not an easy thing to do. Cause all the time I was only trying to please you. It seems to me that dying has set you free somehow. And I know you're out there somewhere and you're listening now. Yes, I know you're out there somewhere and you're listening now. He wrote it 8 years after he died. So Elvis never cut this one, but the Jordanaires would have sung on it if you had. Now they're not here, but you are. So if anybody feels moved to be a Jordanaire for about 2.5 minutes, the chorus go, I sing, I'll be blind. And you have to go, I'll be blind. And I go, I'll be deaf. And you go, I'll be deaf. I'll be dumb.
I'll be dumb.
I know you'll get it. The song's about jealousy, it's called Stone Deaf, Dumb and Blind. You hold the keys to my door, the keys to my heart. Now every time you leave, you know it tears me apart. I know where you go, I know what you do. I know that I'm a fool to be in love with you, no matter how hard I try. Can't get you out of my mind. But if you stay by my side, I'll be stone deaf, dumb, and blind. Well, I'll be blind.
I'll be blind.
I'll be blind to the pictures I found, and I'll be deaf.
I'll be deaf
to the rumors in town, and I'll be dumb.
I'll be dumb.
I won't make a sound. I'll be stone deaf, dumb, and blind. That's only one. Now what my eyes don't see won't do me no harm. If you're out of my sight, you're in somebody's arms. I'm the first one to know and the last to be told. Now all I ever wanted was somebody to hold. No matter how hard I try, I can't get you out of my mind. And if you stay by my side, you'll be stone dead, dumb. Well, I'll be blind.
I'll be blind
to the pictures I found, and I'll be dead.
I'll be dead
to the rumors in town, and I'll be dumb.
I'll be dumb.
I won't make a sound. I'll be stone dead, dumb, blind
again.
Well, I'll be blind.
I'll be blind
to the pictures I found, and I'll be dead.
I'll be dead
to the rumors in town, and I'll be dumb.
I'll be dumb.
I won't make a sound. I'll be stone dead, dumb. The rumors in town, and I'll be dumb.
I'll be dumb.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yes.
And to you.
We have a new song for you, which Simon is bravely going to sing after rehearsing. 15 minutes. And my own time. So it's a traditional song which Mr. Martin Alcock found and arranged, so good luck, studio.
Thank you.
are proud and we stand for freedom. We've got the franchise on how to lead them. We've got the history and books to prove it. Give us a mountain, we will move it. We rule the waves and sail seas. We bring the mighty to the knees. We offer hope and inspiration. Fine example to listen nations. We are Britannia, the jewel in the crown. We form a system to the masses. Defy the nation, in the classes. It's in our reading and our faces. At least we're all born, no other traces. Stay within our city borders. We only take what comes towards us. It doesn't matter that it's not even. This is the nature of the demon. We are a tangent.
You're in.
There's no hell, but there's no sense in life. The one would agree that I'll set by his wife. That cool emotion and terrible fights. Let the man end back to the night. On the trains, we must just walk away. Set one eye open, the six golden bed. And he built on the mountains and
back into what passes for fashion in these parts is quite beyond me.
Here it is.
So Steve Tilson song now. This is the second of the two which are on the list. This is a song about a chap who goes off to rob a coach and gets seduced instead.
Yeah.
You think he's bothered him tonight?
It's been happening a lot in Melbourne and Scotland.
Yeah. Thank you.
song from Hugh Williams, who you might remember from... Hello, Hugh. It's a song of his that we recorded in 19-something, and it's called Somewhere Before the War.
Thank you.
What? This is a song that was recorded in 1968. It was written by Richard Thompson and James Swarbrick. And did anybody see Wallace and Gromit over the holiday there?
Yes!
It's a song, fantastic, eh? So this is about his very strange and foolish... no, it isn't. No, I'm sure. It's about the others than that. It's a crazy man, Michael.
Thank you.
Two of those three tunes were composed by Mr. Martin Alcock. The other one was written by John Kirkpatrick, who would be here amongst us tonight, and in fact in our band, were it not for his drink problem. He will not buy a bloody round.
God, I gave me a shock when I switched on the first box and came in there. Sorry, but I forgot to tell you about that. It's got a lethal sound, isn't it? Lethal Scraper. You can call me next album, Lethal Scraper 3.
It's the greatest scrape, isn't it?
The greatest scrape. It reminds me of Mel Gibson. Yeah, apparently they're making a movie version of the classic 60s series, The Prisoner, starring Mel Gibson as the part made famous by Patrick McGee.
Who's going to be the balloon then?
They're auditioning at the moment in Hollywood. They're going to fly Paul Mary now to Hollywood and have an inflatable version of it. And I hope they use this for the theme music. They won't. They need something cool in here, probably. Rap. I could get Mark to program on the rap version of this. Yeah, this is this. You probably guessed his call.
Marion!
Steady on now.
You've been there as well as family.
Thank you.
we've kind of gone in historical on you this evening, because we started with like 1996, like present stuff, you know, and we've kind of worked our way back to 1985, when then we put out this record called Lammy Sees Leap, and this is another tune from it. It's been very lucky for us, actually, and well, lucky in respect to the fact that we're still here and able to play it. And it starts off with Rick on the keyboard, John, if you're still there. Sorry, it's our first night now. Poor lighting engineer. Well, it's not poor, it's very rich. Mr. John Cannon. Let's say for John Cannon! It was last year with Dean Martin. But John doesn't know what we're going to do, you see, so we're trying to feed him a few clues as we go along. So here's Rick to start this number, John.
Yeah.
much Ralph McTell and Tom and Nicol wrote the last song, and Ralph McTell wrote this next one as well with a lot of assistance from Dave Mathis, who's going to play keyboards on it. He wrote all the instrumental bits in the middle, so a round of applause for Mr. Mathis.
Corn in the field, my envy grew for his house.
Thank you. Thank you.
Songs, all violin that was
Furniture polish, isn't it, Johnson? He's never having his throat with that.
Big thank you to Julian Dawson.
Julian!
Thank you.
Thank you.